USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the various House committee investigations of him and his administration are because Democrats are angry about his election.
What the Democrats want to do, they cannot stand the loss. They could not stand losing in 2016.
He calls the House Judiciary's request for documents from 81 people linked to his administration a disgrace to our country. The White House also has turned down a request from the House Oversight Committee. The request comes amid questions about how senior Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner got his high-level clearances. The president will visit Lee County and other parts of Alabama hit hard by tornadoes last Sunday.
I'll be heading to Alabama on Friday.
23 people have died. Coroner Bill Harris.
There's one family there. It was about married. They're connected, and there are over seven people this man lost in one family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The Senate is expected to vote soon on a House resolution blocking President Trump's effort to get money for his border wall. He declared a national emergency at the southern border so he could take funds not appropriated by Congress to build his border wall. The House shot down that declaration, and now the Senate is poised to do the same. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says some of his fellow Republicans will oppose the president's action on constitutional grounds.
I don't personally think there's a constitutional issue here.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is a constitutional issue.
No president, none, should be allowed to discard the Constitution at a whim and do an end run around a co-equal branch of government.
Even if the resolution passes in the Senate, President Trump promises to veto it. The president is praising FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who surprised a lot of people by turning in his resignation. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. He'll be gone after about a month. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide in the United States are the highest on record. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
The CDC reporting the deaths from those three causes, again, alcohol, drugs, and suicide, in 2017, the first year for which all the data is in, hit the highest level since the federal government started keeping records in 1999. The Trust for America's Health and the Well-Being Trust reporting that suicides were more than double the average annual rate over the previous decade. The trusts and the CDC also say deaths from synthetic opioids were up by 45%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In what may be a sign of the busy lifestyle of many Americans, a church in Bakersfield, California, is offering Ashes to Go on Wednesday. John Clemens reports.
Ash Wednesday opens Lent, a season of fasting and prayer leading up to Easter Sunday that falls on April 21st for 2019. Ash Wednesday comes from the ancient Jewish observance of paying penance. Officials at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bakersfield, California say they understand the constraints of time many Americans live under, so Pastor Don Wilder will be on the street administering what are called Ashes to Go to the public. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.